chopper, it got them vultures tryna get me. Ooh, my sheep be hella loud.
Yeah, me out.
My sheep be hella loud.
Yeah, me
out. I throw it in the crowd.
Baby, listen to your five. Arm, leg, leg, arm, head, shit. Arm, leg, arm, head. Plus the womb makes you a sex. And when we make the matrix glitch. I'm on you, we undo, okay, switch. Pass on electricity through the lips. Heat the ones I kiss, they make me moan with a lisp. I mean high key like high C, why me? I mean the alien guy with the high cheeks. The only second language that I speak is your body on like 5G. Your limbs is kicking like Tai Chi. Oh, you ever seen them people do the hyphy? Two melodies that come to life. Now listen, we come to life. Put us on top each other, we harmonize. And we hit the high notes like we both Mariah. And we see the same color, we both see white. Synesthesia says our mind, tones and vibe. Images so we sync, our zones align. And we both rolling over like whoa, high.
Playing the best old school jams. Hot 92.3, where old school lives.
Digital radio company is giving you an opportunity to advertise your business on one or more of our 9 radio stations that reach millions of listeners. Cluster Radio Media is offering advertising packages for as low as $250 per month. Call 770-703-7647. 770-703-7647. And let Cluster Radio Media help grow your business for as low as $250 per month. 770-703-7647. Call now.
Have you ever wanted to know how to get a government contract? Well, look no more. Witcher Consulting is offering a government contracting masterclass set to launch November 1st. You'll learn the importance of small business startup and evaluation, small business wealth building and credit, public speaking, and government contract consulting. Contact Witcher Consulting today at 678-607-6070. That's 678-607-6070 to join the waiting list. Mention 92.3 to receive a 20% promotion code. Call today, Witcher Consulting at 678-607-6070.
You're listening to the all-new Hot 92.3.
Who's that on your alarm, love? Yeah. Heard you got a new best friend. Spend a hell of time lately. I'm not the only one that you invest in. Why you gotta go so soon? Running only makes things worse. Oh, you've been steps ahead lately. Feels like you got your lines rehearsed. We was on the same way. Who told you to change things? I thought we was gang, gang. Used to slide through with the same thing. Clean up your band, yeah. Turned you to my main, yeah.
So they don't got history like we do. Don't got that chemistry like we do. They don't got history like we do. No, no. Who's that on your alarm, love? Yeah. Heard you got a new best friend. Spending hella time lately. I'm not the only one that you invest in. Why you gotta go so soon? Running only makes things worse. Oh, you've been steps ahead lately. Feels like you got your lines rehearsed.
We had a lot of fun, yeah. But I ain't the only one, yeah. I can never take it personal, personal. Had it worse before. Put that on your line, I don't care. Cause I make women flock anywhere that I go. They don't got chemistry like we do. They don't make history like we do. He can never be what I am. Best friend, we like fam. He don't check all the boxes, I can. Put you on a drop top bench. Hit it like a stopwatch then. Take it for a quick shop, he like top shop, I'm like top notch. And she say I'm leaving, that's cool. Girl, I ain't going away. Cause I got nothing to do. And so much time I can spend. I turn you up like a gem. Daily you're tripping like damn. I hit that up like a scam. It's all a part of my plan. Yeah,
yeah, so they don't got history like we do. Don't got that chemistry like we do. They don't got history like we do. No, no.
Who's that on your alarm, love? Heard you got a new best friend. Spending hella time lately. I'm not the only one that you invest in. Why you gotta go so soon? Running only makes things worse. Oh, you've been steps ahead lately. Feels like you got your lines rehearsed.
How did I lose you? How did I blow that? How can we go back? Why did I not choose you? Instead of a good time, I wasted your good time. I should have been everything I promised. I should have not had to turn it from this. You should have been No, it's emotional, but you're not emotional. She said, I should be crying, but I just can't let it show. I should be crying, but I can't stop thinking. All the things you should have said that you never said. All the things you should have done that you never did. All I said, I don't know what I should be feeling. Oh, darling,
I've been useless, heartless. I've been violent and thinking it wasn't ever gonna catch up. I wasn't ever gonna fess up, and that's real. I should have been everything I promised. I should have not had to turn it from this. You should have been first.
Oh my God.
I know it's emotional, but you're not emotional. She said,
I don't know.
know you're feeling something, but you cry. Cause if it hurts, I know you still care. Cause if you don't, I know you're alright. Oh, please, can't cry. So that I know you're feeling something, please. Cause if it hurts, I know you still care. Cause if you don't, then I know you're over it. Oh, she said.
It's your boy Rod Steele. Join me live right here Saturday mornings on Hot 923. That's HOTT923.com from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. for the Fusion with Rod Steele.
Hot 923 playing the best old school jams. Hot 923, where old school.
Always and forever, each moment with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. And every day, love me your own special way, melt all my heart away with a smile.
Have you ever wanted to know how to get a government contract? Well, look no more. Witcher Consulting is offering a government contracting masterclass set to launch November 1st. You'll learn the importance of small business startup and evaluation, small business wealth building and credit, public speaking, and government contract consulting. Contact Witcher Consulting today at 678-607-6070. That's 678-607-6070 to join the waiting list. Mention 92.3 to receive a 20% promotion code. Call today, Witcher Consulting at 678-607-6070.
Hot 92.3.
Give you all of my love.
Give it to me now.
worth, so you try to play me. But I was so in love, that I just got a little bit so complicated. But if I had you back, all I wanna do is get drunk, take love. All I wanna do is get drunk, hop planes. All I say would be no love, you, it would be no love, you. If I did it all again, I would give like 10%. You deserve like half of that. I'ma need my money back. Your credit card, swipe it all for me. Give me what I want, I don't need it. Just CC me, just VV me, just dead when I call. No more feelings involved, I've seen all I need to. Funny how you say you bought us. You don't ever pull up on me, put it on me. Give me right, you the one that ruined us. Can't give no, can't give no. Get drunk. Try to act like I wasn't good enough in your eyes. Funny now that you call it, that you ring in my life. Why the hell is you ring in my life? Oh, why? Tell me what's changed. Is it my status? Is it my fame? Is it my pockets? Is it my change? Is it my ride? Is it my body? Back then, no show, no club was your motto. Only hit me after the club and you off that bottle. So good you touch it with the light on. But if I had you back, all I wanna do is get drunk. Trying to find out you wasn't even worth my time. Try to act like I wasn't good enough in your eyes. Funny now that you call it, that you ring in my life. Why the hell is you ring in my life?
Chronic Killer, that's the name, kills all chronic odors with the world's number one burning oil / air freshener. That's right, there's a burning oil that we developed that you can spray as well. No added chemicals, no added colors. That's right, give us a call today at 404-286-6700. Or come on by Heavenly Body Products at 2571 Park Central Boulevard in Decatur, Georgia. Get your supplies today. Start your own business. That's right, ChronicKiller.com. We keep the hood smelling good.
Hey, what's up, good people? This your boy Sean, host of Red Cup Conversations. Join me each and every Saturday and Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on your number one urban adult contemporary R&B station, Hot 92.3. For right now, keep it locked, y'all.
I need a sweet escape. Compliments to your mother, know how to treat a good woman. Holiday, you changed up the weather, making everything better. Oh, baby.
to keep it real. And why don't you just tell me what you feel? Oh, I wanna hold me, love a friend, someone who's genuine. So if you didn't love me, baby, why would you pretend? If you knew me back then, you don't know me now. Things are different, and let me show you how. I'm not the same, I've changed, and you feel that pain. I hope you do, and when you do, I'm telling you. Petty low, don't play with me, don't play with me. But I put on a show. I'll wake this whole neighborhood up. I'll make a wish it would've. Love me better, treat me good up. When all I wanted was forever. You know me back then, you don't know me now. Things are different, and let me show you how. I'm not the same, I've changed, and you gon' feel that pain. I hope you do, and when you do, I'm telling. Put you in the dirt, skirt, skirt. Standing there on the curb, looking stupid, watching these four Pirellis burn. I hope it hurt, I hope it hurt. Over and over again. Pain, pain. Feel what I feel when I felt what I felt. Yeah.
Hot 92.3, playing the best old school jams.
You got the love. To keep on
Hot 92.3, where old school lives, lives, lives.
All the sacrifices you made to change my life. die too. Oh yes, they do. Can we catch the pennies before they hit the floor, baby? I'm sorry. I tried turning pain into pleasure, but I couldn't. Oh yeah, I can't stop. I'm trying to leave it all to fade, but I'm hurting on the. Roses die too. Oh yes, they do. Can we catch the pennies before they hit the floor, babe? Pennies before they hit the floor, yes they do. Roses die too. Can we catch the pennies before they hit the floor, babe? Pennies before they hit the floor, babe. Nah.
She'll be back. Your love, yeah. Base it on loyalty, base it on us. I ain't the picture perfect type, but I'm making it up. You say you want a bad flip, but I can't get enough. I'm rich alone, but when I'm with you, I'm richer as forbidden food on apple juice. Can I sip on the cup? Mix it with some 1942, and I'm beating
girl,
you up.
Girl, you chosen. Get up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean. I'm just imposing that you give it to me and just me only. Yeah, girl, you chosen. Get up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean. I'm just imposing that you give it to me and just me only.
Girl, you chosen. Sign is NDA, no, you can't bring no phones in. We walk in and they're like, what's all the commotion? No, he can't step a foot in here if we don't know him. Treat you special, girl, I hit you with the roses. Can't stand your boyfriend, he too controlling. You get along better with me. Up when you bust wide open.
Girl, you chosen. get up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean, I'm just imposing. That you give it to me and just me only. Yeah, girl, you chosen. Get up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean, I'm just imposing. That you give it to me and just me only.
Yeah, what up? Yeah, brand new Rollie got you frozen. Two more shots, got that wide open. Said she wanna go another round, don't provoke him. Shorty up and down on the pole like she voting. I like when you talk that to me. Ain't nothing new, but you know how to do it to me. So face down, we can make a little movie. I'm the rapper, you the groupie, got it wetter than Jacuzzi. She love me like Lucy. I'm a dog like Snoopy. Getting under sheets and you sweating out your weave. Rich, I ain't cheap when I like what I see.
Girl, you chosen. Get up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean, I'm just imposing. That you give it to me and just me only. Yeah, girl, you chosen. Get up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean, I'm just imposing. That you give it to me and just me only.
This is UNN, Urban Network News, national news and information for and about people of color. I'm Alexander Caden. Carly Russell, the Alabama woman who went missing earlier this month after she reported seeing a child walking along the interstate, has admitted to police that she was not kidnapped and there was no child on the side of the road. Russell's admission and apology for her actions ends a near two-week saga filled with more questions than answers. Bronny James, the son of LeBron James, was rushed to the hospital after having a medical emergency during a basketball workout at the University of Southern California. For the first time in history, a president is putting a black woman in charge of getting his legislative agenda pushed through Congress. President Joe Biden appointed Shawanza Goff as Director of the Office of Legislative Affairs. Goff is regarded as a Capitol Hill veteran with a reputation for building relationships and helping lawmakers get things done. An earthquake was confirmed near South Carolina's coast in Charleston County on Monday afternoon. The 2.5 magnitude quake was recorded nearly 4 miles beneath the Earth's surface. It's the 11th confirmed quake in South Carolina this year. Vice President Kamala Harris delivered a fiery speech in Florida after the state's education board issued controversial new standards for teaching students about slavery and racism in America. Harris joined other leaders in Jacksonville, Florida, where she condemned Republican leaders over a statewide African American history curriculum that would teach middle schoolers that enslaved black people benefited from slavery. Harris says they want to replace history with lies. Some are wondering what the U.S. Supreme Court is going to do about Alabama's Republican-led legislature. The court ordered the state to redraw its congressional map to include two districts where black voters were in the majority, but the state only drew one. Doesn't that make Alabama in contempt of court? I'm just asking. You've been listening to UNN Urban Network News. Visit our website at myunn.net.
What's going on, family? We're here on your number one station for dark contemporary R&B, Hot 92.3. It is the Inspirational Love Hour. I got Miss Sheila in the building.
That's right.
And we got our special guest.
Yes, we do.
Miss Lisa Minor in the Woo-hoo! Building.
Hello.
Yeah.
Listen, so we're going to introduce her and we're going to get into it, but we got to start out like this. We had the music the first hour and we did what we're going to do, but we got to start our show a little bit like this. We do every single time. Father God, I pray that you bless every listener tuning in. I pray that this show helps jumpstart their week, that this week brings good news, overflow, peace in their home, joy in their spirit and love in their hearts. I thank you in advance, and it's already sending you, already done in your son Jesus' name. I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Okay, so listen, Miss Lisa, we do something, and everybody out there on Radio Land, y'all on IG Live right now. I need y'all to repeat after me because it's going to start your week, okay? So it says, great things are meant to happen to me.
Great things are meant to happen to me.
My life is amazing.
My life is amazing.
I can achieve any goal I set.
I can achieve any goal I set.
The grace to be wealthy is on my life.
The grace to be wealthy is on my life.
And the grace to be healthy is on my life.
And the grace to be healthy is on my life.
This will be the best week ever.
This will be the best week ever.
So listen, it is raining outside, but we got sunshine on the inside. So we're going to have a good time today.
I call
it sunshine.
Sunshine.
Y'all tune in. All right. I'm about to get off IG so that way I can go ahead and talk to the people. There we go. So listen, we got a great show for y'all today. We got Miss Lisa in the building. We're going to talk about our weeks and talk about everything we got going on. So what I want to do first, because we're going to jump right into it, we're going to knock this hour out and make it an hour of power, make it count. So I want to read this, and then we're going to go from here, okay?
Okay.
So Lisa Minor is a domestic violence survivor. She found it Inspired by Pretty Girls, Inc. after being subject to the injustice of the court system firsthand. Inspired by Pretty Girls, Inc. is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to bringing awareness to domestic violence among girls and women of color through mentorship, scholarship, and assistance and to domestic violence shelters. Lisa has been featured in Voyage ATL magazine, Canvas Rebel magazine, and was one of the three Perfect Pitch winners at the 2023 Women of Color in Business Conference in Atlanta. We're going to talk a little bit about that because I want to know more about that. She resides in the Atlanta area, is a mother of a 23-year-old son and a 20-year-old daughter. Inspired by Pretty Girls, Inc., inspiring women and girls to be empowered, determined, and unstoppable. I love it. Amen. I love it.
Thank you so much.
Yes, that is so awesome. And we're just so happy to have you here on the radio with us to be able to share your business and your vision and what you got going on. And we're just so grateful for that today. So, Miss Lisa, so tell us, this gave us a brief, right?
Yes.
But just tell us more about your organization. Just give us a little more detail if you could.
Well, first, thank you so much for having me. It is a pleasure to be here, an honor. Just to tell my story, if I can affect one person, that's an amazing feat as well.
Yeah, that's good.
My story kind of started in June of 2017.
Okay.
I was going through a pretty tumultuous divorce at the time.
Okay.
On a Wednesday, I'll never forget, June 21st, 2017, I went to court. judge basically said, hey, the mother really needs the house. She has two kids.
Yeah.
That type of thing. My ex-husband wasn't pleased with that.
Wow.
So fast forward to that Friday, June 23rd, 2017.
Yeah.
I went to my home. I was going to pick up a few items. My kids were in Douglasville with my mom.
Uh-huh.
And I, that morning, my mom said, I have a funny feeling.
Hmm.
Be careful.
Okay.
So in my normal fashion, rushing to get from here to there, I said, oh, it's okay. Everything's fine.
Yeah, you ain't thinking that enough.
I'll call you later.
Yeah.
So as the day goes on, nothing is out of the ordinary. My ex had put a padlock on the lock, so I couldn't get
to the house.
To the house.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So we scheduled to meet that Friday. Hey, I need to get in.
Yeah.
All of this stuff. So we have text messages, and I'm saying, I'm leaving work. I should be there by 5.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't I ran up on anybody or no one, you know, he wasn't expecting me. Text messages, we're going to meet at 5.
Mm-hmm.
So I pull up, and I do not see his van. I left my window down, which is odd. I never leave my window down.
Mm-hmm.
So I got out of the car, approached the gate. He steps from behind a bush. He says, you're not getting this effing house. He pulls out a .45 revolver.
No way.
And starts to unload.
Really?
Jesus.
Now, mind you, I'm so close that I see the barrel of this gun turning. That's how close I am,
Jesus,
to the gun.
Mm.
Now, mind you, I'm in a state of shock for a second, and then my brain registers, he's shooting at you.
Wow.
Jesus.
So I run, and I jump in my car. And I don't know if anyone in the Atlanta area is familiar with Highway 92 down from South Fulton Parkway. On any given Friday afternoon, it was bumper-to-bumper traffic just to make that right turn into my driveway.
Wow.
So when I jumped in my car, he's still shooting. Jesus. He's still shooting. I hit reverse, and it didn't matter what was coming left or what was coming right. Mm-hmm. I was trying to avoid gunfire.
Yeah.
When I pulled out into the street, nothing was coming right. Nothing was coming left.
Wow.
I still get chills
Let
to these
God.
Days
Jesus.
Because I
Let
tell
God.
People, God put his angels around
That's
me.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a car in sight on a Friday at 5 o'clock.
Wow.
What are the odds?
And so I'm hitting the emergency button. I'm on 911. They're asking me, well, where is he? I don't know. I'm hoping he's not following me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I make it to the gas station because, mind you, my window's cracked, air conditioning shot out, radiator, smoke, everything is coming out.
Jesus.
Because he shot the car.
Because he shot the car.
My God.
The entire right side of the car is full of bullet holes.
Jesus.
And you just being protected. Look at God.
Wow.
Absolutely
wow,
protected.
Wow.
So I make it to the gas station, and I call my mom.
Okay.
And I'm trying to remain calm. I'm shaking because I know the kids are there.
Yeah.
This is what happened. I can't drive the car. Someone has to come get me.
Yeah.
They come to the gas station. The police are there. They go back to my house, and he's told them, well, she tried to run over me.
Wow.
Now it's a he said, she said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They come back and arrest me.
Jesus.
So mind you, my kids are there. They see me getting arrested for something that clearly I did not do. So I can't explain to them that the justice system works because here's their mother being handcuffed and she didn't do anything.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So I spent a day and a half on Rice Street jail.
Wow.
Really?
Now, when I tell you that was probably the most humiliating experience to know that you did nothing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And nobody is listening.
Yeah.
And you have to go through this process to get through the other side.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
So I called my friends, and we're called Moms on the Run. Shout out to Moms on the Run.
Yeah.
They
good.
Were my
That's
support
good.
System.
Okay.
Because I was able to contact them before I went to jail. They said, let us know what you need.
Yeah.
Went to pretrial that Saturday morning. They set the bail at $15,000 for something that I didn't do.
Wow. Uh-huh.
I immediately called my friends. They said, we're already outside of the bail bondsman
yeah.
office. We Jeez. Just needed you to tell us how much.
Mm.
So shout out to those amazing
That's
ladies
so good.
Yes.
who helped save my life.
Yeah.
Because you see people that sit in jail for a little of nothing because they can't get the money to get out even
That's
though
right.
they're innocent.
Yeah. Wow.
So that mm-hmm. kind of started a tumultuous, you know, time of events because here I am. I have the divorce case
mm-hmm.
that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have a criminal case that's going
yeah.
on
uh-huh. yeah.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, it's like, okay, I have to work. I have to take care of my kids.
Yeah.
I have the divorce
All
case.
These thoughts.
I have the criminal case going on.
My God.
And the only thing that kept me going was, who's going to be here for my kids?
Yeah.
Financially, my mom probably could have raised them.
Yeah.
Emotionally and mentally, they would have been a wreck.
My God.
And mm-hmm. so they would have had a parent that definitely would have been in jail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And another parent that would have been in a grave.
Jesus.
And so that's no way for anyone to grow up.
Yeah.
And so it began months and months of court appointment after court appointment after court appointment. And ultimately what led me to start Inspired by Pretty Girls, I sat in court one day,
mm-hmm.
and the judge on the case was a white female.
Okay.
My ex's attorney was a black male. And I watched them have a loving conversation and all this laughter. And I'm thinking, there's nothing funny.
Yeah.
About this situation.
Absolutely not.
At all.
Yeah.
And so I looked to my left and I saw all of these young girls who didn't have a support system.
Wow.
They didn't have anybody. They didn't know the questions to ask. They didn't know the resources to try to get. They had a court-appointed advocate.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was anything like the one that I was appointed, it was of no use.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So here I am going through my situation. And I'm looking to my left at these girls breaking down because they're hopeless.
Wow.
And so it was as if God was talking to me right
yeah.
there. It was
yeah.
like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. If I bring you through this, yep. what are you going to
do? What are
do?
You going
to
do?
And so at that moment, it just, I was inspired. And then I'm an AKA.
Okay.
Shout out to Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority
yeah.
Incorporated.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I said, you know what? Inspired by Pretty Girls.
That's good.
And it's not necessarily an AKA thing.
Yeah.
Pretty Girls, that's every beautiful black and brown girl.
That's good.
All over the world.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. And so it was inspired by Pretty Girls.
Mm.
And so I said, you know what? What can I do to help someone?
Mm-hmm.
To help one person.
Okay.
And so I began to come up with a plan, draft a business plan, consult with my daughter, who was young at the time. But again, my kids saw me go through this.
Yeah.
And so they were very much involved in my decision to want to help other young people.
Got you. Okay.
So it's been ups and downs, you know, two kids in college. With zero financial support, you know, child support was at a minimum. At a point, mm-hmm. I just stopped mm-hmm. fighting
because yeah.
I don't need to make you take care of.
That's right.
Your
what
kids.
Yep.
That's
what
right.
you should
your
just
responsibility.
Do.
With God, we will be okay.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And with God, they have flourished.
Yeah, that's good.
My son will be coming out of LSU in December. My daughter is a junior at Vanderbilt, and I haven't had to ask anybody for anything.
That's
and,
good.
God has made a way for us this entire way.
Yeah.
And I've always said, if I'm blessed, I want to be a blessing
yes.
to somebody. And so that's really the premises of Inspired by Pretty Girls.
Wow, that's
awesome.
So good.
Amazing.
That's so good. And that's so needed. And I believe there's so many women and young people that just go through stuff and they don't even speak about it. They don't talk about it. They just kind of just live in it. And they feel like, well, this is just how it has to be because I don't have any support,
mm-hmm.
right? I don't have anybody. So that's so good that you are able, that you created this, and God is so good for you surviving through that and making
yes.
it and just being able to tell your story, right?
Yes.
And we all have a story, and your story, your test, if you didn't go through that test, you wouldn't be able to have this testimony.
Absolutely.
And you wouldn't have came up with the business plan and mm-hmm. stuff like that to execute. So thank you so much.
Thank
yeah.
you so
coming.
Much.
Thank you too.
Thank you so much.
Still being here, able to tell your story, and not only that, having an ear to hear
yes.
God
yes.
in the midst of what you was going through.
Right.
In the midst of what you was going through. Because a lot of people be just thinking about, oh, how I'm going to get out of here. But you don't know where your help coming from.
Right.
But at least you knew that. That was your foundation right there.
Exactly.
And, you know, I just want to commend you for that and that alone.
That's so good.
You know.
Yeah, because in my head, I kept thinking, there's got to be something more.
Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
got to be something more. I was spared for a reason. It was a reason.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So, listen, we're going to be right back more with Lisa Minor, getting into her
yes.
story, talking about her organization. Next up, John B. Key, ICU. Let's go.
I right by the door. That was me in the corner on the floor. That was me when you prayed and asked for more. Did you see me?
That was me when your body was in pain. That was me.
That was me that lit the candle in the dark. Now
All right, we're back here on your number one station for adult contemporary R&B, Hot 92.3. It is the Inspirational Love Hour, and we got Miss Lisa Minor on today with us. And man, she has such a great, inspiring story, and her organization is amazing too. It's Inspired by Pretty Girls, and it's something. And my mom, so she actually has a book out that she just put out, telling her story, right? And so it's the player was it's three P's. The three P's the power, mm-hmm, is what it is. Three P's the power. But basically it was, mm-hmm, domestic violence and stuff. And me and my mom, we're 16 and a half years, 17 years apart. So I was there, mm-hmm, right? So I remember it all, seeing it all, right. and it's just so much that, like I was saying, I think people, so even in me, right, me as a young man, I had to either make a decision and say, I don't ever want to deal with, you know, happen to in any domestic situation, or you embrace it like, well, I seen this, so this is what I'm going to do.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
And to me, it's like, so I can't stand nobody putting their hands on a woman. I'm like, please don't even put your hands on your own woman in front of me, please.
Right.
Because that might be a problem.
Right.
So I think that's so good. So give us more detail if you can. And I think it was also in your bio of, so what all services does your organization offer?
So we offer mentoring services. This is the first year that we will actually be in middle schools.
Okay.
And we decided to do middle schools. I was having a conversation with my daughter years ago when she was in high school. And I remember we were talking about someone that she knew in high school,
uh-huh,
that was getting abused by their boyfriend. And so,
wow,
it blew me away because I'm talking about 15, 16-year-old kids. And so she said, you know, really, if you want to catch them young, I think we should start in middle school.
Yeah.
Because by the time they get to high school,
oh, yeah,
it's almost a wrap.
It's a wrap.
That's what they've been doing for two, mm-hmm, three, 4 years.
Yeah.
So one of my sorority sisters is a teacher. We're going to go into the schools and offer mentoring program for young women.
Yeah.
Anywhere from financial literacy, life skills.
Ooh, that's good.
Domestic abuse.
Yeah.
You know, the signs, become aware. Because a lot of them have it going on in their households,
mm-hmm,
you know, as well.
Yeah, and it's so aggressive. Like, everything is aggressive, from the music, you know, to
everything,
just the conversation. It's so aggressive. And then just to understand that that ain't love, right?
Right.
It's not love. That don't mean that they care about you because they're putting their hands on you.
They used to say
that. And a lot of times, too,
back in the day,
I feel like a lot of the young men that are doing that, they ain't worried about the repercussions,
right?
Because if you got a daddy or uncle or older brother that gonna come get you, you might not put your hands on that young lady.
Absolutely.
Right? you might not do that. Yeah. That's the and I think the biggest thing too for young men and young women, right? Knowing your worth.
Absolutely.
If you know your worth, you won't allow people to, even because there's a lot of verbal abuse too.
Oh, absolutely.
A whole lot of verbal
absolutely
abuse too. So, yeah.
That incident was the first physical altercation.
Uh huh.
I never went through physical altercations through my,
wow,
marriage. I was married for 20 years.
So, wait a minute. So, you're telling me it went from nothing?
It went from nothing to I'm about to
shooting
kill
you. Shooting
at you. Yes.
Side of the car, bullets.
Now, it was, of course, financial abuse. He refused to work.
Wow.
Did not see the need for a job, and you have two kids, a mortgage, a wife, and all of this. He didn't want to work, so
what?
that was always the argument.
Yeah,
that was always the argument there.
Yeah,
or just not coming home, always in the street types of things.
So wait a minute.
I know what it is.
Refused to work.
Mm-hmm.
Why should you not have got the house?
Exactly.
Let's make that make sense.
But that was the problem.
How
right
would you
there
take care of the house?
That part.
Right.
That's the problem right there.
Yeah.
And he was so insecure.
Mm.
And sometimes
that's a good
men,
thing. Yeah.
And I know this,
yep,
firsthand.
Yeah.
Some, when they are very insecure of their mate,
uh-huh,
they tend to want to take control,
mm-hmm,
or bully.
Mm-hmm.
But you might not have seen this, like you said, all those years you've been together, but this man still wouldn't make a mark or do anything.
Yeah.
Right? But it was on the inside.
Right.
Ribbon up.
Right.
Until that just festered.
Yeah.
Mm, that's good. Yeah.
And so that moment was like a snapping.
Wow.
You just snap.
You just snap.
You just snap. Because when people get to the point where they have nothing else to lose.
That's right. They get desperate.
They get desperate.
And they do desperate stuff.
And they,
wow,
do desperate stuff.
Case in point right here. I had a boyfriend back in high school. And I always have brothers. And everybody knows Sheila got brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And Sheila was always very loquacious, and I stand my ground too. But he never ever was physically abusive to me like that. We argued, but he never was physically abusive to me like that. But when we finally broke up and he got with someone else, and everybody know that young lady was that type that was a puncher back, and she was so cute and so teeny tiny and petite and everything. It's the environment you come from.
And
you believe that I'm getting hit, this he loves me, and that and that. Some people get it twisted like that.
Absolutely not.
Probably in our era.
Yeah.
And this is how they used to think.
This
is how they used to think. And you come from that background and this background. My daddy was a carpenter.
Okay.
He had to go over there and literally fix a hole in their wall.
Wow.
Where my ex had pushed her through or hit her and punched her. He used to drive the family car and all that. Joker. You didn't do none of that over there in the bargain household.
He wasn't going to push you through the wall.
What? Wait, now, Joker. Why did Daniel Sunday? He could say the same thing.
I know how to get it going.
But when you look at it, 1 in 3 black women experience domestic violence.
Mm-hmm. 1 in 3.
1 in 3. Now, out of all women, it's 1 in 5.
Wow.
But when you come to the black community, it's 1 in 3.
Wow.
And out of that 1 in 3, only one reports it. So think about how many people don't report it.
Yeah.
Because, it's looked upon as a stigma in the black community.
Yeah.
I remember growing up and all around me seeing, he slap his wife around or he does this.
Like,
and as
a thing
kid,
to do.
You don't really think about it. But as I grew up, I was like, you know what? He was a domestic abuser.
100%.
Yeah, now you
100% domestic abuser. And so when I think about that, and I think about how the system re-victimizes our women of color. That's just kind of one of the reasons. I worked in a domestic violence shelter. I could only do it for 6 months.
Okay.
Because the trauma for me became too much.
Wow.
Because I would sit on those crisis line calls and just hear these women. And don't think that it's low income. Domestic violence has no socioeconomic discrimination. None of that at all. These were doctors, or wives are doctors, or, council people. People in high positions, they called this line to get instruction because they couldn't reach out to family.
Yeah.
They couldn't reach out to friends because they were embarrassed.
Wow.
And so when I was in the shelter, I said, it would be cool, because I saw women with teenage girls come through there, and they all had to live there. They didn't have clothes. They came with whatever it was that they ran out of the house. So then you have the kids in school. So I said, okay, Lisa, why not? Let's do scholarships.
Yeah.
They need school supplies. If they're a senior in high school, they can't go further if you don't have the money to even fill out the college application.
Yeah, that's right.
So if you can't fill the application out, you can't get a scholarship. So you have to kind of meet them where they are and offer those types of services.
That's good.
And also, like I said, provide assistance to domestic violence shelters. Anywhere from pamper drives, formula drives, personal hygiene, women that are in business, they need clothing.
Yep.
Because a lot of times they're uprooted from their county, so they can't go back to the job.
Wow.
So the moment that you make the decision that I'm going to the domestic violence shelter, it's the moment you make the decision that I have to be okay with losing everything.
Wow.
Because I have to disappear.
Yeah.
Stuff
yeah.
we wouldn't even think
Stuff
about.
Stuff you wouldn't think about. And so kind of having those experiences, it just made me want to do that much more.
Yeah.
Especially when you see women that they have no clue. They don't know who to call. They're lost,
and they've been doing it for years.
And they've been doing it for years, and then and then you're sitting in front of a judge, a white female judge, and I'm not racist or anything, but I'm just simply stating the facts.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing with the attorneys?
Yeah.
The defense attorneys. There's nothing funny.
No.
There's absolutely nothing funny.
No.
And so what they did. In my situation, so he was charged with felony aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, felony terroristic threats, felony domestic violence, family violence. So he had 5 felonies.
Wow.
By the end, because Fulton County It's so overcrowded.
Oh, my goodness.
And it would take too many resources to really find out what happened. They downgraded it to misdemeanor.
No.
Oh, to pointing a gun. But my car is shot up with bullets. So, no, ma'am, he didn't point. He shot. All of those brought down to misdemeanors. They gave him probation and community service.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
They removed the ankle monitor because he said he could not afford it. So here I am with a piece of paper, a TPO,
yeah,
saying, oh, he's not going to bother you. And I told the judge, I said, I will protect myself.
That's right.
You can have this paper.
Yeah.
I'm good. And so that just kind of, it lit a fire in me.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me mad,
yeah,
because I'm going through my situation.
Yep.
I have pictures of the bullet holes, text messages, threatening messages, everything that you could think of that I have turned over.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not important enough.
Wow.
Because you didn't get hit by the bullet is what they told me. It's not attempted murder because the bullet didn't hit you. It hit the car. Oh, so if
like
I was,
it makes sense.
So if I was dead,
yeah,
then Jesus, you would do something, but then my children wouldn't have a mother.
Wow. That's the system.
So that's the system.
Mm-mm-mm.
And so I sat there and I made peace with that.
Mm-hmm.
And my last peace actually just ended July 23rd. I had a protective order up until that point. And I said, God, I need all these chains to be broken.
Mm-hmm, that's good.
I cannot. So I did not go back to court. I
yeah.
did not renew that. I needed it to be over
with.
I needed all those chains, everything connected to that day.
Yeah.
I needed it over. And I had a discussion with my daughter, and she was like, you know, do what you feel like you need to do. Everyone was in support of me 100%.
I hope you packing.
I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm a registered.
Okay.
Yes. So, but my thing is, I want to prevent girls and young women from even getting in that situation.
Yeah, 100%.
Because what I tell my daughter now is that those pretty pink flags, baby, they're red.
Yeah.
Those are red flags. They aren't fuchsia.
No.
They aren't salmon.
Yeah.
You know, they are red.
Yeah.
And we like to think, we like to look at it like this. Oh, mm-hmm. He's just whatever. Or,
yep,
oh,
he's in love. Or you blame yourself.
He's just, yeah. Or how did I let it get to this point?
Yep.
Or what did I do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a family member that I called moments after this and say, hey, this is what happened. She told me, you pushed him to do it.
Wow.
If you had just given him the house, it wouldn't happen. Now, here is another black woman telling me that I just should have gave it to him because I pushed him to that point.
Wow.
And so I had to turn my
mindset.
Rage into something else.
Yep.
Because had I not, I would have lost it.
Wow.
You know, that when someone can look at you, another woman, and say,
mm-hmm.
well, you know, you pushed him to shoot at you.
That's absolutely crazy.
Just give him the house.
That's absolutely crazy.
How are you supposed to respond to that? I responded very badly.
Yeah. I bet. I think we all will laugh.
Yeah. It was the most pleasant.
If they don't say stuff like that, they'll say, oh, you know how you are.
Right.
I done heard that too.
Yeah.
Just because I had to go to jail.
You know, and so here are my kids. And I'm probably sure people are listening. But where's the lie?
Yeah.
Family members stopped communicating with my kids. It was years before anyone reached out to my kids. They didn't want anything from you other than, how are you?
That's right.
They weren't asking for money.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't asking for any of those things.
Wow.
How are you?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
We know you've been through something traumatic.
That's right. That's right.
How can we help you?
Wow.
None of that. And
that's
so
something.
Now, fast forward, why is everybody so standoffish? No, they love you, but with a long-handled spoon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
you know.
What my mama saying.
That's
eat
right.
Eat them out a long-handled spoon.
Because I'm always going to be on my mama's side.
That's right.
And I'm always going to stand up for my mama.
That's right. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yep. And she wrote.
Right. And so what I told them is that forgive. Mm-hmm. Forgiveness isn't for them.
It's for yourself.
Forgiveness is for yourself because right. you can't block your blessings
yeah.
because you have so much hate in your heart for someone that did
That's
you
right.
wrong.
Yep.
That's right.
They will have their own battle to fight.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
You may
Come
not
on.
Even see the battle, but they'll have one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But forgive for yourself so that you can move forward. And that's the only way that I've been able to do what I'm doing.
Wow.
Is that I had to forgive.
Yeah.
Because people say, do you hate him? No.
Yeah.
I got two amazing children.
That's beautiful.
That's right. That's
amazing
right.
children that came. Whatever happened after, I have two amazing children that were made from that union. I would never want to forget that.
Yeah.
Those babies are a part of me.
Mm-hmm.
And so how could I say, oh, I hate everything about that man mm-hmm. when they are a part of him?
That's so good.
Whether yeah. they want to or not.
That's right.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want to block my blessings, and I don't want to block their blessings
mm-hmm.
because I'm just so enraged and so it's not going to change anything.
Absolutely not.
He's still doing whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still being mama
mm-hmm.
and making sure that my kids are taken care of, and my 79-year-old mom is in the house. I'm a caregiver as well.
Okay.
So we just have to do what we have to do to keep moving forward, and
that's,
and that's the main thing with my kids. And
I commend you.
It hasn't always been easy for them,
mm-hmm.
but they never stopped.
That's good.
And they never gave up.
That's good.
And I think that's the most important.
That's good. That's so good. So, the clothing line.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that a little bit. So tell us, what is the 4G, right?
So the clothing line, so I have a different site. It's inspired by prettygirls.com.
Okay.
So the clothing line, it has inspired by Pretty Girls merchandise. But more importantly, it is a website that has positive affirmations, positive T-shirts. I have a T-shirt that says Empower Women.
Mm.
And on the back it says, hey, beautiful person behind me, the person in front of you thinks you're awesome.
That's
Girl,
good.
Girl, I like that shirt.
So yeah. that's one of the shirts that I have.
Yeah.
Another one is, I'm stronger today than I was yesterday.
That's good.
That's it.
So we have all of these, and my daughter helps me come up with these. The 4G that I showed you,
yeah.
God, Goals, Grind, and Gratitude, was kind of the premises, because without God, none of it is possible.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And you got to have a foundation. You have to have goals, but you also have to grind.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have the idea.
Faith
and
without
just
works.
Have the idea.
Faith without
Wait
works
now.
Is dead.
Wait
That's
now.
Good.
Faith without works is dead.
That's right.
So those 4Gs. In order to get those 4Gs, you know what you need? You need the 4Ds to go with those 4Gs.
And what are the 4Ds?
Desire, dedication, determination, coupled with discipline.
There you go.
Girl, mm-hmm. don't start.
There you go.
Yep.
Well, I got them. I am
there you go. Look like a partnership to me.
I am the stunning, spectacular, sensational, say Sheila, seriously.
Absolutely.
Striving for success.
Absolutely.
DGIT, don't get it twisted. Girl, don't stop that. Folk here, think that thing through. Girl, come on with it. Come on, let's collab, baby.
So how can, so is everything on the website?
So everything is on the website. Inspired by prettygirlsinc.org
okay.
Has a donation tab as
okay.
well.
Okay, so they can donate
So
there.
You can donate to the organization.
Okay.
It also has a link that will take you directly to the boutique so
okay.
that you can shop from there as well.
Okay.
And percentages of those proceeds go to help the foundation as
That's
well.
Good.
I write grants.
Okay.
To you'd be able to do things in the community as well. So, you know, we're small with a big heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, just by the grace of God, we hope to grow, you know, as much as we can to help
oh,
as
will.
Many people as we can.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's now are
it's
you
needed.
Are you doing any. So you say you're doing stuff in the middle school.
Yes.
Right. If any organizations or anything like that, is there like an inquiry?
There's a form on there. There's
okay.
an email on there as well.
Okay.
We will be doing several events in October. I'm partnering with an organization called Fit Moms. It's Faith Inspired Transformation Moms.
Okay.
Met one of those women. Her son was one of my son's schoolmates in middle
okay.
school.
Okay.
So we'll be partnering with that organization in October for Domestic Violence Month.
Okay.
We're going to do a domestic violence brunch. We have a round table coming up. My personal attorney will be doing a round table of domestic violence using family law. We'll be doing some podcasts on that.
Okay.
My website will eventually have the ability to do my own podcast. I'm still working on that part.
Okay.
So
okay.
I may need a little help
with that. Yep, we get you together.
That.
Yep, yep.
But we're trying to bring more awareness, especially as we lead up to October with Domestic Violence Month.
Okay.
And we're hoping that gives us a really good push to propel us into the following year to do more things 12 months out of the year.
Got you.
I can see it happening.
That's good.
For you. Your vision is awesome, amazing. And I also want to give a shout out to your children. How old are they?
So Garrett is 23. He will be finishing up LSU in December.
Okay.
He is amazing. He loves the stock markets. He loves to invest. I get advice from him. I need some advice from him.
Oh, man.
Zaria is 20. She is so amazing. So amazing. That is my bestie. God knew that I needed a best friend.
Aww.
And he gave me her. She's amazing. If she wasn't my child, I would tell you how amazing this she is almost a genius.
Jeez.
This child got a full ride to Vanderbilt University.
My pants.
One of only 25 scholarships that were handed out that year for Vanderbilt for full ride. So she's amazing.
That's
she's
good.
My president of Inspired by Pretty Girls, Inc. She's going to be doing some work in the Nashville area at the YMCA. She's going to mentor some girls as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's very important. My children are my board members.
Okay.
So no one can ever take this away from
That's
them.
Good.
Family.
That's good.
Because I want them to make decisions with this as well, because this is their future.
Yeah.
So their end on the ground, and I want them to be able to take this and run with it. You know, I want this to be something that my grandkids...
A legacy.
It's a legacy.
Yes, truly.
It's a legacy.
That's good.
And my kids, honestly, I wouldn't have made it
without
my children.
Wow. They're
awesome.
They were
my babies.
They were my complete motivation, because mm-hmm. in my head... Who's going to take care of my kids?
That's right.
Who's going to be here for my kids? I know what the other side is like. Who's going to take care of my kids? And what type of mom will they see in the end?
That's good. That's good. So,
beautiful.
Listen, so that was so good. We're going to be right back here. I want to leave you guys with something before we come back. Happiness is a choice. Not a result. Nothing will make you happy until you choose to be happy. No person will make you happy unless you decide to be happy. Your happiness will not come to you. It can only come from you. So listen, next up, we got Kurt Franklin, Wanna Be Happy, here on your number one station for dark contemporary R&B, Hot 92.3. This is the Inspirational Love Hour, and we got a show for y'all today. Let's go.
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame. If I'm not happy, wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy, cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out your way. Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say, Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
But it only works if
you wanna be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way.
You've been there too long.
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say, Jesus,
just wanna be happy.
Now, if you really mean that, open up your heart and say,
let me hear you say yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're tired of going in circles,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Tired of making the same mistakes,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But now's your chance,
let me hear you say yeah,
say yeah,
yeah, yeah. If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way.
Are you ready? Come on!
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say, Jesus, take the wheel.
Who are you doing?
He knows the road that you need to take.
It's so easy to complain.
It's so easy to complain.
Come on!
Addicted to the pain.
Yeah! Leave you.
Jesus knows just how you feel.
Yes,
won't you let him take the wheel? The love you need, he already gave.
But the question is,
do you want to be happy?
Took a long time, but I'm ready.
I just want to be happy.
Thank you, Lord. Every day, ask yourself,
do you want to be happy?
Yes, pull over. Let him drive.
I just wanna be happy.
Black man, black man. That's who I am. Born from a woman with cinnamon skin. Her black is beauty, and she passed it to me. And here I stand, a proud black man, black man, man, man.
Now mirror, mirror, looking back at me, my reflection's more than color. I see legacy. I was raised by a man who didn't share my blood. Now I am who I am because of who he was. Proud man, strong man, you chose to risk it all. On one knee, stand so tall. And when they try to back you up against the wall, you came out fighting, not just for you, but for us all.
Ooh. And we've seen mountains, and we've seen pain. You survived after all you've been through.
Okay, y'all, we're back here on your number one station for Darker Tip Rain R&B, Hot 92.3. That was Black Man Me and Gerald Haddon, Gerald Devon, Dion Kipping. Listen, that's Black Man. Make sure y'all catch that joint. It's out right now. It's an inspiration for all black men around the world. So we have Miss Lisa Miner on here. She has been giving us some great information and just telling her story. And we just really appreciate you sharing your story with
us. Thank you so much.
And just your organization and what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And it's just so awesome. It's so awesome. Y'all make sure y'all get some of that merchandise. Can you give us the website once again?
Yes, it's inspiredbyprettygirls.com.
Okay.
Is the boutique website.
Okay.
Please log on. Parts of the proceeds go to help support the Inspired by Pretty Girls, Inc. Foundation.
Okay, okay.
We have different merch on there. We have a couple of stuffed animals on there. For Sheila, I'll make sure that this grandbaby gets a bear. We have coffee mugs. We have T-shirts. We have sweatshirts. We have hoodies. All designs were created by my daughter and myself.
That's dope.
So please go support. This is just, it's amazing. The things that I feel like we're going to be able to do with this organization, mm-hmm. It's just amazing.
It is.
It's amazing. I've always said, if I can help one person,
oh yeah,
I've done my job. But I can just, with this organization, I see that we're going to affect thousands.
Okay, that's good.
And the earlier, the better.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I know you mentioned before you wanted me to speak just a little bit about the pitch competition.
Yes.
So back in April, I went to a Women of Color in Business conference at the convention center.
Okay.
And it was an amazing day of networking, just all of these black and brown women sharing. And I got so full because a lot of times we're in situations, sometimes we don't want to give our information away.
That's right.
We hold on to it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But this was an amazing day where I just saw people giving information, making connections. So we were sitting in this workshop, and I'm a note taker.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I feel like, I was like, oh, let me write this down. So during the process, the moderator said, I'm going to ask a few questions, and you guys will have a chance to win a prize at the end. So I was about to leave, and then she asked the last question. Well, I'm looking at my book, and I'm like, I got all the answers to the questions because I just wrote these down.
Yeah.
So raise my hand, answer the question. She said, great, don't leave. I'm going to tell you what you guys won. So near the end of the conference, she gets on stage and she says, the five people that answered the questions, please stand up.
Okay.
So we stood up. She said, this is what you won. You've won an opportunity to pitch your business to these individuals. Now, we had VPs of Allstate, VPs of Wells Fargo.
Wow.
Just tons of influential people in the building to pitch this idea to.
Okay.
So two of the five sat down. I said, well, hungry mouths don't get fed. Thank you for sitting. That means I only have to beat out two other people.
That means they weren't ready for the opportunity.
They weren't ready for the opportunity.
Yep.
And my motto is, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
Yeah.
So went up on the stage and I said, okay, Lisa, I'm very strategic. I said, let them go first.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my mind, I'm replaying all the criteria that she said we had to fit into 60 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got through, and she was like, wow, those were great. You guys do it again. And we was like, oh, I said, well, you go first again.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, okay, I know how to bring it home at this point.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So long story short, I won one of the pitch opportunities. A cash amount of $2,000 into the business.
Wow, that's good.
A representative from Allstate, senior VP at Allstate, who was a soror as well, she said, you know what? I'm going to personally write this check to you.
Wow.
Whew. Took out her personal checkbook.
Wow.
And wrote a check.
Uh-huh.
Now, mind you, just 2 weeks before, I had a conversation with God. I said, you know, God, I am going as hard as I can with this organization. Is anybody even listening?
My God.
Does anybody think it's important?
Hmm.
Maybe I should just do something else because I feel like I'm spinning wheels. And at that moment, I heard him say, here you go. Now what are you going to do?
Wow, 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 wow.
And I said, okay, Lisa, this is your time. He gave this to you.
Yeah.
You asked for a sign.
Yep.
Because sometimes we ask for signs and we don't we don't get the sign. That's like we're drowning, and we're asked, and we miss it because God sent the raft, but you're looking for the yacht.
Yep.
Come on, girl, 100%. Step on toe. Ouch.
You're looking for the yacht, not knowing that the raft will get you to safety so that you can get the yacht.
That's right.
You better get up out of this station.
That's right. Gotta provide.
He'll. I heard him loud and clear that day. And I said, okay. And so, literally, once that happened, I sat back down. A lady in front of me, she said, a friend of mine works for Department of Justice Office of Women Against Violence. I said, you've got to be kidding me.
Wow.
You've got to be kidding me. She said, I'm going to give you her number. Reach out to her. Sometimes when people say that, you never hear from them.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave her my information. 3 hours later, she's texting me. This is her name. This is her number. Tell her I referred you.
Hmm.
The very next day, I reached out to this lady. I've had 2 meetings with Department of Justice, Office of Violence Against Women. They have specific grants geared towards women of color.
Wow.
Look at God.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Now we're working hard to, when that grant cycle comes open, we're going to be ready for that.
That's right.
Because what she told me is that we can't find enough black women willing to stand up and talk about it.
See?
I said, here I am.
That's right.
I'm willing to be your voice.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
I'm willing to be your voice.
To the problem.
Be a solution to the problem.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because I'm okay talking about my situation.
Yeah.
But the system does re-victimize, so I understand why people don't.
Yeah.
Completely understand why people don't. But I asked God for a chance, and he said, here it is. Who am I not to follow instructions?
That's right.
Amen again.
That's good.
Mm. Girl, look at you. So you better keep that ear clean.
That's good. That's so good.
Have a get of here.
Yes.
That's good. So you know what? We appreciate you coming on to the show and everything you're doing in the community. And like I said, we're going to be praying with you that everything goes through the grants and everything, you know, just falls in your favor, right? As God's already doing it, right?
But
just we're going to just keep on coming together on that. Oh, yeah, definitely. So we do this at the end of the show, right? So we got the beginning of the show affirmation. We got the end of the show for those who don't know. Out there listening to Radio Land, the Inspirational Love Hour came together because we come here to inspire you, have a good time with you, and love on you. Right? That's what the whole premise and the point of the show is. And we got some brunches coming soon that we're gonna be out in the community doing some stuff. And we just kind of want to just kind of come together and make it happen. Right?
That's
so
right.
At the end of the show, we do something a little like this. And repeat after me. I will live and not die.
I will live and not die.
I will win and not lose.
I will win and not lose.
I will walk and not faint.
I will walk and not faint.
And I will love and not hate.
And I will love and not hate.
And this is a little long one. Y'all ready? Let's do this. And I will intentionally place myself.
And I will intentionally place myself.
Around people who speak and believe the same.
Around people who speak and believe the same.
Listen, this is the Inspirational Love Hour. Don't forget, don't play yourself, pray yourself. And listen, stay away from negative people because they have a problem for every solution. Listen, we'll catch y'all next week, same place, same time, here, 2 to 4 p.m. on Inspirational Love Hour. We love y'all. Be blessed. Find somebody to love you. Next up, Rough End, somebody love you. Let's go.
Peace. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yes. Thank you.